greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, that whom you know of as Melchizedek. You elevate your consciousness . You come into the higher dimensions. Passing through the gateway of your radiant temple, you come easily into this spectrum of light. And you are welcomed by the many whom gather with you. Come into your stillness. Come into your higher consciousness. Begin to surrender the mind and its hold upon you. As best you can. Come into the universal breath. For as always, we breathe as one. Bring this to your awareness. Come into your stillness. Breathe. Use your spiritual lungs, so to speak. And as you do, we begin to deepen. We begin to expand. No longer contained by space, time, or form. This you know. We begin to perceive the heartbeat of creation. We sense its pulse. And we come into the movement of the ocean of consciousness. It reveals itself about us. We come into this gentle, spiraling motion as all of the universe and beyond turns upon its axis by divine breath. We feel the breath passes through our lungs. Moves us outward, deepens our consciousness. Come into this breath, for we are not separate. Come into this oneness, for each is linked. And each is radiant, and each shines upon the other. bring this to your awareness. Be conscious of the reflection that is yours. For you are emanating at all times. You are in a constant place of radiance. For the soul of each is breathtaking in its illumination, its capacity to reflect all that is divine, all that is beauty, and all that is love. Breathe, deepen, come into this breath. I am with you, I support you, and all is well. We are in movement. Come into the feeling of this, for it is purposeful. You learned long ago that movement is communication. Creation speaks to us in this way. We begin to elevate. We begin to uplift our consciousness. We move as one. We come into a higher spectrum. It reveals itself about you, and you sense the energies that persist. Focus. Set aside the mind. Bring your focus to me. Gather to yourself all that is yours, all strength, all sense of purpose and knowingness. Summon to you that which is your birthright as a child of God, all that creation offers, and divinity likewise. Magnetize these things to you. Draw to you that which is your soul presence. It comes as a radiant halo. I perceive this, and it is beautiful. We are in movement. It is stronger here, for this is a spectrum of possibility. This is a spectrum of all potential. It is a blueprint, as it were, in waiting. It is a spectrum of light, but it holds to itself unlimited geometry. Breathe, deepen, allow this light to reveal itself about you. For your soul presence is with us. and you have summoned to you many things. We deepen. We deepen. Come into the feeling of this. Take a moment. You come into a greater depth of self. It's as if your vision were greatly expanding, so much more can be revealed to you, and so much more can be revealed of self. Bring your focus to the light of this spectrum, however your perception perceives. It responds to your breath. It responds to our collective heartbeat. It begins to gather itself. It begins to draw near, as if it were a mist, perhaps. Though this is not literal. We see how it changes shape, moves organically about us. For all spectrums of existence, and all creation likewise, is in perpetual flux and change. This you understand. Only time within your dimension gives the illusion that change is not immediate, but we understand it differently. And we sense the power of such change. We perceive the light in flux about us, and it is exhilarating, so powerful. We are drawn to it, and the heart of each quickens. The soul of you always desires perpetual motion, reinvents itself, as it were, from second to second. It is part of the out-breath. Breathe. We sense the great potential about us. We sense that all possibility is open to us, beyond human imagining and limitations. For we sense the rawness, as it were, of divine impulse that causes all change within existence, no matter how small. Does your heart quicken? Come into this light. Focus your consciousness, for you understand that your consciousness is simply light also. All light has consciousness. All light has divine intelligence. Perceive yourselves as the shimmering radiance that you are. Come into the light of this spectrum. Step into possibilities and potential. For it is simply dependent upon your consciousness, your willingness to receive divine impulse. The divine mind is in perpetual motion, and you may not stand still forever. You will be swept along by tides of change. And your soul shall choose wisely the gifts and opportunities for you. Breathe. Step forward. Light is with light. No longer is there any distinction between us and this spectrum, for you cannot say that you begin or end at any place within this light, for they are human terms and irrelevant. You begin to strengthen. Be open. Does exhilaration come? Where do you focus your vision? What do you call to you within this light of all possibility? It can be the most simplest of things, and it can be the most grand. It matters not, for everything that you manifest, conceive of, and act upon leaves an imprint upon creation for all of eternity and influences the fabric of life. This you understand. It is a timely reminder. invite change, my dearest ones. I bring you to this spectrum so that such change can be supported by energies not available within your physical dimension. Choose wisely. Speak from your heart, as it were. And remember that life is joy. There is no limitation. Do not keep yourself small. Feel how your soul draws near. Perceive how the light dances about and through you. Joyous, absolutely joyous. For this living light understands how astonishing it is to be you. For you are not separate at this time. I see you. I know you. I see the dreams forming, the visions at hand. I see how the light forms within you. Willing that you bring joy to the surface. That you choose change that brings a fountain of joy, as it were, and a fountain of love. These things are possible. These qualities flow through you, regardless. Only the human disposition believes otherwise and holds consequence at bay. Now you feel. Now you are feeling. For you remember the joy of creating and of being created. You come into this remembrance of how utterly incredible it feels to come into the vortex of life, its constant movement, its constant expansion, and how you are free to choose all that you choose. And it feels beautiful, for you are remembering the love. lightness of life. That life dances, life sings. Come into this. Come into this feeling, and then bring your vision. Hold your expectations and desires within this framework of joy. There is no heaviness. There never was. Only the mind holds on to that which is not love and not joy. And you are not your mind, nor your emotions, this you know. Feel. You are powerful. Your visions are empowered by this. And though you come this day, in this your circle, here outside of space and time, you see the ribbons of change flowing outward from your consciousness in all directions, through all spectrums of being and beyond. You see how they flutter in movement, buoyed by divine breath and your soul's presence. And you see how they are woven into the greater fabric of divine blueprint, are welcomed into the mind of God. That which you do, that which you desire. These things are actual. And that which you perceive in this your meditation has its resonance. And though I use words poorly, and as words are a limitation, nonetheless, you are creating. And all that stems from desires of the heart this day will find its way to you in your human life. And we may not anticipate, for though we set these intentions, divinity is the weaver. So we may not anticipate, but simply trust. And you are more powerful than you know, and this spectrum supports you. And you feel this. It is confirmation. Breathe once more. You make a difference. Do not doubt this. Every soul upon earth makes a difference, and it is felt. The light begins to recede. The soul presence. Fades into the background, as it were. You are haloed once again by this, the radiance of your temple and your gathering. And we are still in motion. The gentle movement of this universe. How do you feel? We separate. We no longer breathe as one. And the heartbeat of creation becomes your own. And the mind flutters in. But inwardly we smile and are grateful. And I am Melchizedek Adonai.